Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
It's a new year, new couples, but same questionable decisions. You guys are in the right place because it's the Married at First Sight After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Let's go!
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Heyo! Oh yes! My gosh! We need, like, I wanted some Backstreet Boys because we are back again. Seeing people make stupid decisions about their lives.
Yes. I love
it. Entertainment. Feel like kings and queens. What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Happy New Year 2020. You're seeing clearly. You're here on AfterBuzz. You know that's where you should be. I am Mike Feeling. This is Married at First Sight, guys. You know, I represent the married man contingent here on the show. But of course, this is amazing. We're not doing this show alone. Someone who abandoned us for a short hiatus and is now back representing the married woman voice, Takiya Shabray.
Yes! I missed y'all.
She's back.
Missed y'all.
Still representing the single lady experience here, Lanisha Fisher.
Hey! Yes, that's right. Single didn't get Keith yet, but single.
Keith's probably single too. Oh. And of course, representing the single guy contingent is producer Ryan.
How are you doing, y'all?
He appears to be in Underworld right now with the blue tint.
It's getting a little
fighting vampires and werewolves.
We're all types of fighting back here. It's not as vicious as couple fighting.
Good to see you guys. Good to see all of you back again. Happy New Year, guys. How you doing?
Happy New Year.
Good.
Very good. We're going to get in. So, guys, you know how we do this show. We're going to talk about all the couples. We're going to go through one by one by one, talk about all this craziness. We're going to talk about their bachelor and bachelorette parties, which are kind of lame this season. And then we're going to do some fun predictions. We're going to rate these guys and see what's going on. But first of all, ladies, what did you think overall of this season 10 premiere?
Lord, I'm gonna get confused with these names, but
there's five now.
There's five. I was already gonna be confused with four, but now there's five.
Yeah,
I kind of already have some of my predictions, but you know, I definitely agree with you with that bachelorette, though. I wasn't feeling it. Where were the fellas?
Ugh. Right.
Right.
I was like, it's just like, where is everybody? They just like rented out the back of a restaurant and like invited like two friends each and was like, turn up.
Lame.
Yeah. This season, very excited. Glad there's five because it's almost like filler time. Like, you know how like the last seasons are kind of like dragging on? Like, I don't really care. So I like that there's five. But yeah, ditto. I'm like, I'm getting Mindy, Kate. Like, I'm just like, who's with who again?
I need their pictures on my computer. Right. I can't remember anybody.
You were looking hard. You were like, where are they? Where's the guys?
It was very strange. Overall, I thought it was cool. It was a regular kind of first episode for Married at First Sight. Don't like that it's 2 hours. Still think that it could be shorter. And we can still get all the information in. But be that as it may, let's jump right in and go with our couples. I'm going to start with who the show started with, which is Taylor and Brandon.
Yes.
And here is my hot take right off the bat. Taylor's my favorite.
Yes.
Taylor's my favorite lady, hands down, easy.
Yes.
Ryan, you know how we do. Or, you know, for those of you who've followed along with me and made it the entire way through Love Island US, you know, I have my favorite ladies. I kind of pick it right off the top. Taylor's my favorite because she's got it all together. She's beautiful, great career.
The body, though.
Great head on her shoulders, right? Has side hustles going on. I mean, I don't know what more Brandon could possibly want. But what'd you guys think, Taylor, right off the bat? I thought she was fire.
I don't know if Brandon's going to be able to keep up with her. Really, okay? She need a boss man to match that boss woman vibe. So
right?
Seriously, three jobs. Three jobs, y'all.
Three jobs. And what I also thought was interesting, because, of course, Taylor, 27, Brandon, 33. Brandon's in beer sales, and Taylor is a research scientist for Johns Hopkins. But exactly, then she came with the side job as a bourbon girl. And I was like, wow, they're really right off the bat matching people with their likes.
Yeah. that, and they're both social butterflies. So that's what I'm interested to see, because I'm like, okay, you got it together. You're beautiful. He's attractive.
Right.
They're both in like atmospheres with alcohol all the time. Mm-hmm. So it's like, what's the past really look
right.
like?
They go out.
What do you like when you're drunk? Yep. Who's really gonna have sex on the first? Like, it's like, I'm excited, but Taylor is definitely my favorite. She's definitely the Beyonce to his Jay-Z.
I like that.
All the way. I love it.
I like it. I like it a lot. And we know we go through their stories, of course. She basically just on this amazing tip of work and effort and all the stuff mm-hmm. that she's going on. And Brandon, on the other hand, same kind of thing, ambitious, but grew mm-hmm. up with only women. Mm-hmm. Dad wasn't in the picture, so he's mm-hmm. got a wholesome kind of side to him, I think, that's easily going to come out.
He's a preacher's kid.
Preacher's kid, yeah. Preacher's son.
You know what they say about preacher's kids?
What?
Wait, what they say? What they say?
They say that they're the freakiest and the wildest.
Side note.
I have a lot.
I was a preacher's kid. No, play.
She was a PK.
First episode is already going great, Ryan.
I'm loving it.
I love it. And so, is it true though? I mean, I've had a lot of PK friends.
I won't say much.
She's like my friend.
I'm an angel, you guys, but there's a reason why they made a show off of us. Let's just say that.
There you go. So he's always his life of the party, but he's always all alone. Ryan with some sound effects for us, my friend. I like that he's dated like every kind of woman.
Right.
Unsuccessful, except mm-hmm. Purple.
Except Purple.
But he's into it.
He's down.
If it comes, so Star Trek or whatever like that. And then, you know, we get in the beginning, like we do for all these couples, we get them talking to their families. And this is what I really want to get into. We'll talk about it through the whole way through the episode, but they reveal to their families that they're going to get married in 10 days. Guys, when you watch us here on the Married at First Sight After Show, you know what we do. We make a separation, and we always have, between what's reality and what's being filmed, yes. right? So for me, boom, Brandon tells his family, Grandma, not really into it. I did want to point out, though, Grandma looking fantastic.
Oh, my God.
Grandma and Mom look like sisters. Good for you guys. I just want to throw that out there. But a lot of negativity, as always, and I want to get your guys' take on it, because to me, it's like, guys, you know this is a reality show. You know it's fake. Not really. It's not a really big commitment. And also, you know they've told their families that they're going to apply. So this can't be a big shock.
I don't think so. My family.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't think so. I don't think the families realize that it's TV. It could necessarily not. There's not a really strong commitment here.
After 10 seasons?
I don't think so, no.
9 seasons?
Hello, 8 no. successful couples.
8.
So it's real.
Out of the 50.
But
no, I think I think they still kind of like, oh my gosh, you're getting married. This is so permanent. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't reverse this. I still think that they.
How funny is that for the parents who are divorced, though?
How can you make
this decision? We're going to go on TV and have a good time. What do you think, Leisha? I never get it. To me, it's always like, my reaction would be, oh, cool. Like, that's so fun. All right. We're going to be on television.
Going.
The coolest dad ever, Michael Bingley.
I didn't say I was going to like the guy or girl, but I'm not worried about it. Yeah.
But with this family, they remind me of mine. Like, mm-hmm. at first it would be funny, like, thinking like, oh, home reality TV. She's not really going to go through it. It's just the process. But when it becomes real, like, no, I'm really getting married.
It's like, oh.
Those faces reminded me so much of some of my family members, like them side eyes.
Were they giving you that look over the holidays? Like, why aren't you married yet?
You know, I did get a couple of questions, not about like if why am I not married, but like, so Lanisha, you seeing anybody, anything?
Oh,
I'd be like, no.
So our viewers know a lot about you. Is your sister single?
Now she is. Yeah.
Oh, she get it too? Yeah. Like, both of you guys. But your brother's married.
Yes.
Yes. So uh-huh. just the two girls, you guys get it from the family.
Yeah. My sister is newly single, y'all.
At least the two of you have a little buddy team up so you can fight against the rest of the family.
I don't mind going out with her. She's fun. Both be like, hey. That's what she said about us. We're just kidding.
We'll have to have her on the show, too. Let's move on, if we may, to, I believe I'm going just in show order here. Let's talk about Mindy and Zach.
Oh,
Ryan, can we have Mindy and Zach up there?
Right?
Okay. There they are. Okay. Zach, 32, self-proclaimed fitness buff and just amazing hair. And Mindy, of course, is 34, who she teaches figure skating. Again, right off the bat.
Hold on. Did you say finger skating?
I thought I said figure.
Okay.
Ryan, did I say finger skating?
It was finger.
Wow.
It was finger. There was some finger in there.
The new year is going great. It's going great.
So I just love your head at.
Let's talk about figure skating, Michelle Kwan style. Once again, right off the bat, when the show did that, Lanisha never called me out on this stuff last season.
I just let him do what he does.
I'm in trouble. Everybody in the comments help. Once again, I thought, finally, for real this season, they're really matching up interests. Like, right off the bat, the first two couples, I said, it looks like it could work really well.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sold.
Really?
Who do you dislike?
I'm not sold. I do think that they are kind of somewhat meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are very, they're both entrepreneurs. They're both, you know, really into fitness in their own different ways. I am not sold on Zach at all. Because at first, you don't want to feed the stereotype of like, you're the Instagram fit buff guy. I didn't want to feed that on him. But the very first thing, the very first concern, when he was sitting with his friends, he was like, oh my God, what if, like, I don't like her? And then everybody's like, that's the last thing you should worry about. And he's like, oh, okay, yeah, maybe you're right. But the back of his head, it's like, it's not the last thing I'm worried about.
So, sort of like if he was going on the show just to promote his mobile car detailing business.
Huh, that thing.
I wonder where are we getting this from?
The first note I wrote is, and we're going to be getting as much of Zach shirtless as the show can possibly fit
very
in.
Yeah.
Okay, here he is lifting the weights in different kinds. Okay, what did you think of the couple?
Even with a therapist, he's like, yeah, you don't do these?
Come on.
I don't mind if we have a couple of shows with the men shirtless. More power to you.
I love it.
I actually like that they're both into fitness and everything. Obviously we have to see the show further. Because there is the house issues. But so far right now, I think they're a good fit.
So she opens up. She experienced a miscarriage. Mm-hmm. Sure. And right around the same time, her sister passed away.
Yeah.
But the big sister, obviously very supportive and really important in her life. Unfortunately, and unlike last season, I don't think this is baiting us into anything weird like Matt. Her parents aren't supportive of it.
Yeah.
At all.
So, again, this is another time when I separate reality from that this is a show.
Mm. Yeah.
To me, in my gut, is a big overreaction. Like, this is, it's not. Now, when we talk about it, you guys know, you guys watching this, you guys know. We talk throughout the season, if they're actually treating this like a real marriage, then X. But if not, then Y. If it is a super real marriage, then I guess I understand parents not. Mm-hmm. But if they're saying, look, we're gonna have fun, it's kind of exposure, it's more like publicly dating, then it's kind of harsh and looks really bad for the parents to go that route. Because people know. Yeah.
But even if you do come at them real, like, oh, it's just for a show and blah, blah, blah. Like, as a mom, I'd be like, so you're going to use your marriage? Like, you, to be on a show? Yeah.
I think it depends on what their beliefs are on marriage.
Right.
Because parents think that marriage is a really serious thing. It's like, you're using it for publicity.
Right.
That's not.
Yeah. So I could see why they wouldn't be as supportive. Like, clearly, they don't even want to be a part of the show.
We didn't even see them. And that's big. Because, typically we see them get upset. No, okay. They don't even know what they look like.
They said, don't even show my face. No.
That's insane.
I wonder how much they offered them.
We don't even. What? I know. Maybe we'll see them, like, episode 6 or 7.
No one's going to provide
us got some more.
For $10,000. Show up
to my wedding.
I just noticed that you guys have the better headphones that I don't have. What is up with that?
No
one's going to provide as much content as Matt last season. That's what I'm disappointed. I saw another missing parents. I was like, Matt. He and his boys at lunch, when he's talking to them about this, just like TK brought up, they talk about visuals. And we talk about this often every season, the physical attractiveness and the connection with the other person. So talk about it. What do you guys think? If they're treating it as actual marriage or if it's a reality show, What's the difference? What's the importance? Because to me, it's paramount. If you are going to make it last, you have to be physically attracted to the other person. That can grow on it, but especially with this 8-week kind of deadline till decision day, if the physical attractiveness is not there, are they not in trouble right off the bat?
Yeah, you're going to have another Katie situation. Like,
Luke.
God forbid, like, that your man's not attracted to you and he doesn't want to do anything with you, and then you have to spend the whole season miserable. Mm-hmm. So I just
season secretly having sex with them?
Very much so.
Secretly having sex and then complaining about it.
And then crying.
So, yes. That's so horrible. Mm. Like, a whole season of that? No. Mm-hmm.
You hate me, I hate you, but let's just get it on.
And don't tell producers.
That's
the weirdest. Anyway. They got some weird... In the whole, like, matchmaking process and selection, the experts really pick some weird people sometimes.
I think he'll be okay. She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
But in my head, I'm just like... I'm horrible for putting a stereotype on him. I say that right now. It's the first
that's
time.
Okay. No. I can see you know the ego. I can see the ego in him.
She's not the Instagram put it all together.
She's not.
You know what I mean? Like, she's absolutely gorgeous. Would I double tap her picture? Absolutely. But with Zach, I don't know. Like, it's like you know what I mean?
Mm. Well, in this photo right here, she's happily looking, and he's kind of looking away.
He's like, let me get my model.
All of these pictures have got to be taken, like, the morning after the wedding. Like, they're all too happy.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. I don't know.
No.
Let's move along to...
To you.
Unfortunately, the least interesting couple so far is Jessica and Austin.
What?
That's just right off the bat. I don't think we didn't see a lot of them.
Look how awkward this picture is.
I am extremely not optimistic with this couple.
Gosh. They look like brother and sister.
Yes. Ryan, should be pointed out, has not watched the episode.
It's like two cousins.
Yeah.
So remember, Austin is our 31-year-old network engineer, and Jessica, a little bit to my own heart, is in the cardio ICU. She's a patient manager. Of course, my wife, a beautiful nurse practitioner. So
I
sympathize with everybody in the hospital, all the hard work they put in. Thank you, Jessica. But as a couple, not super sure. He's a big mama's boy.
She's
a twin, and we know from past seasons how twins work out. Mm-hmm. So what was your overall initial thoughts of these guys?
They might surprise me, just the same way that Deanna and Greg surprised me.
Okay. Because
they started off awkward. We didn't think it was going to work. So they might awkwardly work.
That is the most awkward. I don't think I have seen that picture before. It's a bad one.
That is a very awkward photo.
It's so bad. It's like, let's put this big tree in between us.
Yeah, the tree is, not only is the tree between them, but it's as far as he could possibly reach to hug her.
I don't know. For him, I feel like it's obviously huge mama's boy. Obviously, that's always a hurdle to get over. Every season we have a mama's boy, I feel like. But he, even just how he, like, what bothered me was, you know, I don't have style because if I had a wife, I'd just assume that she'd, like, dress me and maybe brush my teeth in the morning and let me hit her with this not-so-awesome hair. It's just, the awkwardness just, like, crawled up my body.
I don't know. I need Raquel to tell me what to wear. At least buy my clothes. I don't have style. This is terrible.
But to do everything for you, to baby you, pretty much.
No. But clothing, I can't.
And she's not, I feel like she would. I feel like she would be, okay, honey, well, here's some eggs in the morning. And here's the, like, she cooks, so that's good. Will they have... crazy erotic sex.
It's gonna be awkward.
It's like awkward. And we saw her.
Tell me from this picture. Tell me from this picture. Do they have sex at all the entire season? Right? Is she the twin that is more reserved, less outgoing, and nerdy or whatever? And now she, you know, twin got married. And she's kind of third wheeling it the whole time.
I think so. Just because even when we see a little clip of her and her twin, her twin is like gorgeous, does her makeup, like she's like vibrant. And I don't know.
Did you get like, wait, did you call her twin? Her twin? Wait, her twin like signed her up for it?
Yeah.
But that was amazing they found someone to match with.
Yeah. They were both.
Well, why'd you do that? Like, you're not. I have no faith that she could find somebody.
She's like, well, I didn't think they'd find anybody.
I thought you were hopeless. That was really funny.
I'm kind of like with you, Mike, on them. I don't think that they are going to have sex anytime soon, especially from The Bachelorette. She didn't even want to dance on the girls.
Honey.
It wasn't even guys.
She did like a little
shimmy. Like a dun. Okay, bye. I'm
that was so it was awkward. Great. Yeah, okay. Let's move on. We'll talk more about him. Let's go to, we're talking Mika and Michael now. Okay? Yeah. My namesake. I like this guy. I like them. Mika, 25, is a
Eminem.
Category analyst, which we looked up and is one of the most generic job titles you could possibly have. We still don't really know what she does.
It's like majoring in communication.
There you go, yeah.
In college.
It's probably something in marketing. There's probably something like that. And then Mike is an education coordinator. We know he grew up, was found to be dyslexic, and now he puts a lot of time. He works with special needs kids. That's amazing.
Yeah,
he's 27.
That.
She, super ambitious, go-getter, power boss woman. And he, like we said, a lot of struggles. His mom gave him up when he was a baby, and she passed away when he was 3. So been raised by surrogate parents, you know, family. And just seems really, really strong when he tells him, and a lot of support. Yeah. Her family, the most excited of anybody.
Oh, I was so surprised.
Yes. Almost too excited.
Yeah. It was, at first, it was this really awkward pause, like, oh my God, what are they going to
say? Yeah, like, are you serious?
They got to edit it like that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and then they were like, Tarna!
Right.
Like,
it's like, whoa.
Her mom, we were both saying.
Her sister.
Like, yes. I was like, that's her mom?
I'm like, dang, mama.
I know. Hello. Moms and grandmas this season are on point.
Okay.
Yeah. Except the one place I got to disagree with mom. For her, was mom proclaimed best birthday present ever. And I was like, okay. Have you seen Teslas? Or like Lambos? I mean, your daughter getting engaged on a fake reality show.
Okay, that's not
doesn't
my
rank
present.
For me, but all right.
I mean, you know.
I like them. You know, he to me, Mike seems a little bit more reserved.
Yeah,
okay.
Maybe so.
She seems very outgoing and alpha to me. Like, she's really going to drive the relationship, I think. And we've seen time and time again, these kind of yin and yang relationships can totally work. They're filling the void that the other person doesn't have. I'm optimistic about them.
Well, and she wants to be the dominant person.
She's okay with that. And I think he's okay with letting her.
Exactly.
Because sometimes that yin and yang doesn't always work because they're not strong enough. Like, they feel insecure. The shyer person, whether it be male or female, feel insecure.
Right.
Not really, like... there's too much, but I think she's perfectly capable and willing to take charge, and he's willing to let her.
I'm trying to see what they're going to try. I want to see what she's going to have him do.
Yet another perfect match. Confessionals. He likes natural hair. She likes beards.
Yes.
Okay.
Right away.
Like, perfect.
You know, Dr. Pepper, Pastor Cal, they're working overtime on this one. Hopefully we got some good matches. Let's round it out with our fifth couple. Because for the new decade, we went supersized with Married at First Sight, season 10. Katie and Derek. Katie is a 25-year-old child therapist. That's super cute. She's also Freckles McGee. And Derek is a 26-year-old cybersecurity consultant.
Look at that picture.
That's super cute and flirty.
That's cute.
This couple, very, very interesting. Oh, his parents divorced. Mom just moved to South America. His dad says that his way of getting married here on Married at First Sight was in none of his vision paths for his son. I feel like my dad never had any of those. Like, very strange thing to me.
Very weird.
She, type 1 diabetic, we got that right into the way soon because it kind of plays into, at first I was like, that seems like superfluous information that I don't care about.
Yeah.
But
it's big.
It's big. I don't want to minimize the condition, but I was like, for the show, it doesn't really seem relevant, whatever. But it plays into the fact that she is looking to have children much sooner than later because of complications. So that, obviously, in a new relationship is going to be paramount. And she's tired of the guys who casually date, But unfortunately for her, at 25, that's usually what people are looking to do.
yeah, that's so sad.
I'm going to throw it to you guys, but the big, big thing, and the reason why I think they are the most interesting couple of this episode is because of this past mystery man that has evidently come back into her life because he found out that she got on the show. So all of a sudden, he's come to God realization that he's in love with her and has gotten back in touch. God. What was your reaction to it, guys?
First reaction was, obviously, he wants to be on the show. Who cares?
Can you marry us at second sight?
He wants to be on the show. He wants to come in like the ex of, on like Bachelorette or something. Come on in. Mm. Been off the show for a while. But like, you know what? I think I love you.
I made a mistake.
But you know what? She is... I don't trust her. I don't like her.
Yes.
This couple right here, surprisingly, I think is going to be the most dramatic. And I think that it doesn't have anything to do with the ex. I think, obviously, I love that drama for TV. But this is a hidden time bomb that I don't think we will ever expect.
Listen, I was wrong last season with a time bomb ticking couple. But yeah, this one, I definitely agree with you. But that wasn't my first initial thought. Now I'm thinking that, like, oh, you know what? That is his motive. But for her to actually go on a show when you're still thinking about show X, like, why? Like, why not give that opportunity to another girl?
Well, I mean, honestly, they picked her first, though, I think. And then he came into the picture. So,
right. Yeah. But she could always say, you know, no, I mean? And then they could do a switch.
Her mom seemed to think that this guy's playing games with her.
You know what I give her?
She's super spunky. Yeah. I like that. She seems very outgoing and spunky.
Honey, she has a totally different side.
But I said why to both of them, though. I didn't like it.
Okay,
first off, like, why?
Derek is beyond not ready for marriage.
No.
He's never been in love, never lived with a girl. Like, he is beyond not ready.
I didn't get it.
I think, is ready, but she has sides to her like no other. Well, I don't think Derek's ready, because I thought she was shy, lovely, very reserved. And then, honey, at the Bachelorette party, she was the only thing.
She was ready to go.
She was the only thing that had any oomph at the Bachelorette party, for crying out loud.
Yeah,
and I was
seriously.
Those were super dumb.
Freak on.
I mean, it was great. I love a woman or male with different sides that you never expect. It keeps it interesting, but it's like this whole ex thing. It's like one of the situations where I don't think it's all the ex-boyfriend's fault as to why they're not together. Something's off. I don't know.
They all get together, right? And the women chat about the family support or lack thereof for Mindy.
Right.
And then they drunk talk. I don't remember. Was this at the bachelor party? They drunk talk, and she straight up brings up, hey, Katie's like, do you guys have anything with, like, past exes, like, coming around now at the show? And all the girls were like, no. What are you talking about? No.
Like,
she's the only one.
Why?
And I love the way that the ladies were looking at her like, get off the show.
Like, you know, all the other girls were like, I haven't dated in 10 years. Something like that. Like,
I really need this. I don't know why you're here.
Neither one of them is ready. Like, I think she just really wants to have kids, which brings it to the diabetic. She really wants to hurry up and have her kid. I think that's the only reason why she's getting married.
Right.
I think that's the only reason.
Could be. And they all... The girl's separate group, the guy's separate group. Of course, they all talk about sex on the first night. This happens every first premiere episode of Married at First Sight.
She's so down.
Okay. She's like, if we go.
She's like, I'll get pregnant now.
Yeah.
I don't even care if this doesn't work out.
Let me take a double shot.
She's gonna attack him on the honeymoon.
My favorite response, and I think the most sensible, is let's not put any kind of assumptions on it, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Right?
I like it.
Taylor, who's our favorite, was a strict no.
Yeah.
Right? And unsurprisingly, all the guys were like, well, whatever she wants to do. Okay. So,
whatever she wants.
Not as if they're like ready to go.
If it happens, it happens.
I'm going to say.
Oh, did y'all not get condoms?
I think if anybody, I agree with you guys, it's Katie and Derek, but I'm going to bank on probably no one going in the first night.
I don't know. Katie seems determined.
Katie's down.
Katie seems like let's go. Grab his shirt. Yeah. Let's get on.
I think out of all, surprisingly, I feel like, yeah, it might be Katie and Derek. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't. Like, on my meter, I would say maybe a 30% chance that they do it. And the rest are like, they'll probably wait. So it's kind of low, but I wouldn't be surprised if she's like, ha! Gave that man a ride of his life.
High five and all the other women.
Right.
I mean, I can't, you know, Jessica and Austin probably never sleep together. Taylor and Brandon, that might be, we're both attractive people and we get it on in the honeymoon. Mindy and Zach, I think she's going to be infatuated with his looks right off the bat.
She will.
Yeah, that's going to be, I think, a honeymoon.
He'll do it just because.
And so. Mika and Michael, I think it's going to be past the honeymoon.
Yeah, I think so too. I think Taylor and Brandon and Mika and Michael, I think there's especially Taylor and Brandon, there's some type of level. I think Taylor is super serious about what she wants. Obviously. Yeah. She knows what she wants. I think she actually wants this marriage to work out. I don't think she's in it just for pub or whatever. So I think her standards are, no, we're going to get to know one another. We're going to make this work. She reminds me a lot of Christine. What was his, started with a K? It was a K as well. Keith.
Mm-hmm.
The Keith and Christine thing. Like, she's super hot. She's super smart, talented, all that good stuff. She had, you know, she's down, but she had standards. I feel like they might be my lasting couple in a weird way.
Taylor and Brandon?
Yeah, I think so.
They're mine too.
Yeah.
I would hope.
Just because I feel like they're in the right place.
Mika and Michael are my lasting couple.
Okay.
I think they're going to last. And then
I can see that.
I could see Mika ready to have sex on the honeymoon, but I could see Michael being more, you know, to himself.
Was Michael the one that's down to watch Lifetime movies and just hang out?
That was Brandon.
Michael's the yoga. Yeah. The yoga master.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Sure.
Oh, a nasty Yamaste. Joke just came to my head.
Oh, flexibility.
Oh, the positions they can make. Great.
Good job, Mike.
Love it.
They're gonna have a good time.
The other thing I thought was, so we talked about the bachelor bachelorette parties. They were fairly lame. Seemed like the bachelor party had no women and the bachelorette party had no guys.
I didn't get
it. So, the whole thing about, who was it? What's his name? Austin's mom wanted to come to the bachelor party. Ooh. I was like, that would have been something. I mean,
mom's shaking it for everybody.
Other than you guys having a couple of beers, which is basically what it was. And then Michael's friends deciding that the bachelor party was the right time to be like, why are you doing this? I'm like, this is supposed to be the fun time. It's kind of like already done. I thought that was really lame.
And then he was so easily swayed because Michael was like, well, the traditional ways didn't work. He was like, yeah, touche.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't take much. Like,
but in past, like, the guys had casino night, cigars, and there was a
party
girl.
Buses,
the girls had some guy dancing and budget cuts.
Listen, they got five couples now. Five whole weddings to pay for.
Like, look
this
here.
Is budget cuts.
Budget cuts.
Not all, well, there's five of y'all. There's 10 of y'all. We can't, no. We can't pay all that.
Okay.
It's
really going to
be at somebody's house in the backyard. Somebody's restaurant.
That really was it, too. The back of the restaurant. That's what it was.
It was actually side room.
The same place, just 2 hour difference.
Probably.
Like, okay, y'all party from 4 to 6, and then you guys party from like 7 to 9.
Yeah,
that's horrible. That's horrible.
Anyway.
What did you guys think? I'm probably going a little out of order, but we skipped, or we haven't talked about the whole dress buying and tux buying. They make a big deal out of this every season.
The revenge of the Navy tuxedo.
Yeah, I was going to say, is Navy blue, is that a big thing this season or something? I don't do fashion at all.
That was last
obviously.
Season.
I get
Navy blue.
I like everybody. I was like, okay, the revenge of the Navy
everybody
tuxedo
had to try
back.
The blue suit on. I didn't get it.
Maybe that's they only had three. To, again, budget cut. They only had three to choose from.
It's the same suit.
It was either all budget black. It was the same suit. Either all black, navy, or white. That's all you get.
Right.
Austin stepped out of line and picked up the gray that was like, no, no, no. Uh-uh. Yeah. Don't put that back. Put that back.
We're not going with that. That's not
these
the theme.
Three.
These
three.
Lanisha's not married. You are married. I'm married. Did you go through the whole dress picking thing, like with family and all this kind of stuff, girl stuff?
I told myself I would not try on more than three because I'm like, I don't care. So I picked the first one that I picked out. I knew that I probably would buy it, but intentionally I tried it on last just so that my family could be like, oh my God, this is that
so
what
was the thing. You get the girls, you got champagne and all the stuff.
I got my mom and my godmother and I had tried on the dress like a week before. So I already knew. I already knew that it was the one. So I tried on like a week prior to. I was just by myself strolling in like bridal stores. I was like, oh, that's fine.
Now, when you were single, did you ever try on any dresses?
Girl, I was not the one that was like, I'm going to get married and spend the rest of my life.
I did.
Sorry, Sydney. Have you tried on wedding dresses already?
Yeah, right.
Watch out,
with my prom dresses.
What?
I was like, oh, that's cute.
Oh, prom dresses.
No, I mean, with the prom dresses, I saw some wedding dresses that look cute too.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Might as well just lie.
But does current Lanisha agree with what 18-year-old Lanisha thought was a great wedding dress?
Yeah, good taste. I didn't have bad taste.
Honey, I bought it. It's in the closet.
It's already there.
I did none of that.
It's already planned.
You didn't care. Like, how was your tux? Like, you were just like,
My what?
Your tux, your suit. Oh, I'm sorry.
What, you got married in?
Raquel and I went and bought my suit
from
the store together.
Did you wear clothes?
Yes.
Okay,
she went with you.
Yeah.
Oh.
We went together. I'm not going to pick that. She's got to live with me the rest of her life. Yes, we picked the suit out together. She loved it. Great. Okay. And I think she just, my wife, with the online shopping is out of control. So she just got like 15 dresses, I think, mailed to her, and she tried them on and returned all the ones that she didn't want to keep. Like, that's just it.
Wow,
plus, we had a really small wedding, remember? My wedding was 11 people. Yeah. So her dress is not a traditional wedding dress. It's a very, you can wear it again.
Anywhere type of thing.
Yeah,
oh, that's
exactly.
So good.
What did Sydney do with his suit?
I planned on selling mine. It was a suit. It was one of those, like, everybody, it's a spring
That's
wedding.
So simple.
Like, he was like, I want to do the whole fashion thing. He's like, I want to be clean and, like, wear something. And then when it got down to it, he's like, I don't feel like it.
Yeah.
Just get a suit.
I wear my suit, my wedding suit, every other weekend or whatever to perform weddings. Like, I wear it all the time. So, yeah, it was never like a thing for me. I don't know.
Wow.
We didn't really care, so.
Yeah, are you gonna bring
not
the family?
Not to ruin it for you. It's a great experience.
No, it's not. It's not worth it.
Let me tell you something.
Not at all.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna be looking clean and nice, so my man better be looking clean and nice. That's all I know. That's all
Ryan,
I know.
Ryan, are you gonna do the whole tux shopping thing with your boys?
I already own a tux.
Oh.
So, do you think your future wife is gonna allow you to get away with wearing that same one you've owned forever?
No. This was strictly I went to multiple proms. So.
Oh. Look at this.
It was cheaper to own a tux than rent one.
Okay.
All right. But are you looking forward to doing the whole all the guys go out and smoke cigars and try suits on thing?
Yeah.
That's it.
That sounds fun.
Why not?
Let's do it and then get feeling to officiate it.
Let's go.
It'll be the best.
This Christian Grey thing that's going on in the booth right
now. Yeah, there's 50 Shades.
50 Shades of Ryan.
Oh,
right here.
50 Shades.
So, 50 Shades of Afterbuzz.
You
know.
Watch out.
You might need a few sites.
For those that's just listening on the podcast, I highly suggest that you tune into our YouTube.
Yeah, it's a good thing we're not live tonight because a bunch of ladies going to be passing out.
Oh, my God.
In front of their computer.
Oh,
so we
get
to the end of this, guys, and we, of course, get a little teaser because this first episode every single season is basically like a prologue, right?
Right.
We don't get to see any of the weddings. But
boo.
We get set up with, of course, Katie and Derek. Boo, yeah. We get set up with Katie and Derek. She has a bad dream.
Oh, my God.
I love my wife so much. This is so something she would do. Had a bad dream that something didn't work out and I didn't like him or something like that.
Oh my gosh.
He is saying, no, I don't have any second thoughts or anything like that. You know, my whole thing is I don't think I'd be able, if I was on this show, to separate that out from the fact that I was on the show. Like, no, I don't have second thoughts because in 8 weeks, is it like, if I don't like her, I'm just not going to stay in the house. Like, it's going to be drama and stuff. Like, it's not the commitment like my marriage was. Mm. And
so you would stay. Like, you'd be like, second thought.
I'd be having a great time. Like, whatever. Like what
is vacation.
But what is there to have a second thought about? There's a built-in out built into the show.
I don't think they know that.
There's been 9 seasons. They all know what they're signing up for.
They definitely know. If they have seen Married at First Sight, y'all know what you're signing up for.
They're going to go and hook up with somebody. And then
free
vacay,
free food, publicity. Okay,
and that's why they go get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's smart.
Ex-boyfriend got to come in.
So if I sign you up, would you be like totally down?
I mean, I saw them questionnaires. There was 71.
That
sounds like
questions.
Too much to do.
It's like with all those questions, how are we getting these weirdos?
That sounds like a lot of work. Like, I'd rather just meet you and get to know you than do all of that.
See, but I don't think either of us, it wasn't a big deal, I think, for my wife and I getting married because we were together 7 years before we got married. So it's just like another. You know, we were living together already. You guys were together.
We were together. Remember, we have like almost the same
very similar.
Very similar. Wow. We're like Twinkie, marriage Twinkies.
Yeah.
Together 6, married at 6 years, and we're living together after like 9 or 10 months or something like that. Like it was.
Wow.
It's not such a big life change.
Yeah. I
when
think
you've been together
we,
so long.
It was for women, it's almost like we intentionally hold things back. We're like, no, you ain't getting the milk before the cow did it. Even though, like, we're clearly living with you. And we're like having. We're so like,
nothing.
You know, we can't keep things together sometimes. But it was almost like it was something only because I intentionally told him, you are not getting all, like, all of wifey me until we take that step, even though we're married.
I get a ring on my finger, preferably big and nice and diamond and shiny.
Oh my god!
When I can show off.
So everyone watching, you know what you have to
big and shiny. Listen, I'm on some of these couples level. Okay, I'm trying to get a boss man. Okay.
My standards are high.
No. Yeah, as they should be. But we end this episode, right? We end this episode with Katie being unsure because dude is popping back up again, right? And she's crying to her dad and all this other kind of stuff. This is the end of the episode, obviously. Is this a red herring? Like, is this being played up and it's just not? Obviously, she's going to go through with the wedding.
Yeah.
Right? Or else we wouldn't have the fifth couple. Uh-huh. So
we wouldn't have the pictures.
But are they really playing this up for some drama?
I think so, 100%.
Yeah.
But I do kind of, the TV watcher in me, I want to see what her ex looks like.
I'm sure he's going to come out on Instagram or something like that.
Yeah, I hope he comes at the wedding.
He's probably out there. I need to get on Twitter. Oh my God, if he was at the wedding.
That would be great television.
If anyone has anything that's just, I am jacked.
See, that'd be great.
That would be perfect.
Dang. Producers, y'all should hire us. Hello.
I love it.
That's great.
Guys, that's about going to do it. We got a cliffhanger. Next week, we're going to see all the weddings. We better.
Yay.
In 2 hours, it better be all these weddings.
Each
and that's
and
always fun. You get to see the awkwardness of the families and all the other kind of stuff. Until then, wait, Ryan, no. I got 2 minutes left, Ryan.
I don't know what came over me.
Producer Ryan, he's got something to go to in his tux.
I'm always popping the question too early.
Oh, my gosh. Real quick, I want to go through the couples one more time, and I want to get a final kind of prediction of where we're standing right off the bat.
Of make it or break it.
I don't know if we can really rate them at this point.
Yeah.
We really don't know as much about them. But let's say initial thoughts, make or break, or stay together or leave.
Or...
Yeah, last or not. Let's go Taylor and Brandon, Lanisha.
Make it.
Okay.
Make it.
We're all make it for them.
Yep.
Mindy and Zach.
Figure skating. Ooh. I have to remember.
That's how you remember them.
Figure skating.
Finger
hair.
Finger skating.
Finger skating.
I just made up a new sport.
Giggity. With the photo of him looking away from her, I don't think that they're going to make it.
I am not sold. I already gave my reasons why.
I agree.
Like Zach.
I agree. Jessica and Austin.
Awkwardly gonna make it.
The cousins. Oh God. I think they'll awkwardly make it too. Cause who else in the world?
Geez.
Like, oh, that's so sad. Like, oh God.
They would be too shy to break up with each other.
Said,
just like, okay.
Just like, oh my God, I don't want to break up.
This is my life now.
No one wants me but my mom. No.
Oh God.
Let's go, Mika and Mike.
Make it. I like them.
Make it 100%.
I like them too. And then let's finish it off, Katie and Derek, which I think we already kind of said. Well, I don't know. TK is low key, they're not making it.
They're not going to make it. But I really hope that they make the entire season of the show because this is the drama that I love.
Yeah.
watch me say not make it, but it ends really ends up being the Elizabeth thing, the whole fiasco.
I'm gonna go make it. I think, and let's get a hopefully a
and
fun
it's
prediction.
Be like, why? Are
this ex boyfriend's gonna come up again sometime.
I hope it does.
In real life, IRL,
I hope it comes
and she's
up,
gonna
by the way.
Choose.
In real life.
Yes.
Not maybe not on the show. But
no,
100%.
On the show. I want it
oh,
on
really?
The show.
Me too.
I want him to pop up somehow through her relative or something.
Yes.
And I want like chocolates, and I want him to try to embarrass, and I want. I want Derek to just shut him down because it's his woman
now.
This
is my woman.
Yeah.
First sight.
Take charge. And then she's going to be super attracted to that. And then that just cements it.
They're going
to
get pregnant.
I love it.
I just wrote their love story.
You did. 100%. Mm-hmm.
And you just ended it with she's going to get pregnant.
Twins.
Yeah.
Wow. Twins.
Another married after
big, big prediction. Guys, that's going to do it for us. We're going to be here with you all season. We're going to be on Wednesdays. Today was separate because it was a holiday. But until next Wednesday, Lanisha, where can they find you?
You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha spells L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914.
And you can find like zip code what? You can find me, Takira Shabre, at Takira_Shabre, Instagram and Twitter and all that good stuff.
Guys, moving forward, we're going to be doing these shows live, hopefully, again. We want to get back into the call-ins because that was super fun last season. We want to hear from you guys again. Thank you so much for listening. Subscribe to AfterBuzz and all the different channels and give us thumbs up and ratings and all the good stuff. We forgot to say it. My name is Mike Feeling. Stick with me. You can follow me everywhere at Mike Feeling. This is a great time for romantic reality shows. Bachelor's coming. Survivor's coming back. I'm going to be doing a Love Island UK.
Oh.
We're going to see you guys next week. Much love.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.